Michigan Governor John Engler announced a settlement months after concerns were raised about the importance of Great Lakes water. Lake levels are extremely low this year, and last year a Canadian company tried to export water to Asia. Under the agreement, the governors and premiers will jointly agree that no new or increased diversions of water will be allowed from the Great Lakes unless there's an improvement to the waters and the natural resources of the Great Lakes Basin. The deal also says any withdrawal of water must not adversely impact the basin and must comply with other applicable laws. Environmental groups like the National Wildlife Federation applaud the agreement, although some officials say the plan needs to put conservation first. The organization wants to add elements to the plan, calling for proof that the diverted water will be used wisely and that there is no other option to obtain the water. Legal experts have warned that it is illegal to ban the export of Great Lakes water altogether because such a law would violate international trade treaties and the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.